Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matt AG Digital.
All right, today we are talking about 22. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. The year 22, that is, Matt. How about you?
Is that another Taylor Swift reference?
It sure is. I had that song in my head, which is never a bad thing to get internally pumped up to some T Swift. But today we are at the start of a brand new year, and we're talking about plans for 2022, and this could take a whole bunch of different directions. So, what have you prepared for us today?
Typical fashion, did not know about what we're talking about. I don't know when I'll stop saying that. I did realize, I guess it was a couple pods ago, that it does say in the top of where we're recording, no one else can see what I'm talking about, but there's a system that we use to record our podcasts, and there's a title in them every time that I didn't even realize. So as you were starting the podcast, I was like, oh yeah, of course, I don't know what we're about to talk about. But then I actually just kind of shifted over and I grabbed my booklet, and it looks like I might actually be prepared for this because I do have a bunch of plans and goals and milestones for 2022.
Awesome. So I think, if you are listening to this and you haven't planned already, I think January is a good time to have a plan for the year. And what's cool about plans is they never work out the exact way that you want them to. You're going to blow some things out of the water, you're going to not do some stuff. But I think there's massive benefit in just sitting down and planning out that calendar year. For, could be personal goals, could be professional development goals, specifically business goals. Like you need to be following a plan for your business.
Oh yeah, you have to. You're the one that says chaos is expensive. And if you've got these great ideas in your head, they don't exist. They only exist if they're on paper and in some sort of plan that you can follow. So we did some planning back in, was it October? It feels like it was
October,
a
yeah.
week ago, but in October, people normally will do it, I guess, in January, I guess in December. I always think about my birthday month. Oh, I don't ever say birthday month. That was the first time I ever said it. That's an embarrassing, stupid term. But the month that I was born is October, so I'm like, well, let's do some planning in that area, which also I think happens to be my corporate year end. It doesn't matter when you do it, it just needs to be done. January is probably too late in certain ways. You know what I mean? December might be too late too. October, November is a good time because, like myself, we have great intentions to set up these goals and everything, but then it does take your foot off the gas for a little bit after those, and you kind of need to get back in line with those things. So we did the planning. I did the planning in October, thought about it a lot for 2 to 4 weeks, and then haven't really thought about it. Or when I have, I'm like, oh shoot, I got to get on that. But I ended up setting aside an entire week, the first week of January, to just go back and basically look at that plan again, a whole week. And I'm going to go and again look at what did I write out for my plans? How do I get on track with those? And then also, honestly, I decided this morning, every like 3 months, I'm going to set aside a whole week of just vacation. It's not a vacation, but it's a planning of just, this is all I'm focused on, is like, how do I get through the next quarter on track to where I want to be? That was my biggest stress going into October too, or like maybe even finishing this year, was I've got a lot of great ideas. I think I got a lot of ideas, let's put it that way. And I was thinking, I need to get these written down somewhere. Otherwise, they don't exist. I'm not that smart. I don't remember things very well. I'll forget them. You're going to forget a bunch of ideas. I need to get them down and figure out how to get to them. So.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that intentional time to get the ideas out on paper so you can play with them, you know, run some business cases. I think anyone who sustainably runs a business realizes that most of your ideas aren't going to work in a profitable manner. Mm-hmm. Or you just can't do all of your ideas. So you got to pick the ones that are going to work best or are going to lead to maybe something else that's going to work best. So having that time to develop that plan, try something, see if it works, whether it doesn't work, is better than sort of just getting into the day-to-day of your business and letting it sort of run you and never getting around to like trying something new or creating a goal to hit. A lot of people will, create some sort of magical goals and then never really do anything that actively contributes to meeting them.
Yes.
Whereas I think having that, day or week or whatever it is every quarter is going to help you, stay on track or get on track. And when you're looking forward, we're doing this in January, it's like a natural time of year. We have a few of those natural, I think September, the sort of traditional back to school time is always like a refresh time. And then I think January is that sort of renewal sort of time culturally where it makes sense to sit down and make that plan and then put in some strategies to actually follow as much of it as possible.
Yeah, marketing-wise and business-wise, retail takes a huge dive in January for a number of reasons. Service-based businesses usually, and depending on the industry, but more often than not, they have huge Januaries, big Januaries. Like you said, September is a big month, and then January are big months. Of course, for gyms, academic type of things, so career colleges and people starting new courses, coaches, consultants, marketing, January is a huge month for all of those things. It's very much people, okay, it's a new year. If anything, my plan is to get on track for this year and it needs to start now. I also think that's why September is a big month for a lot of services because you get that summer of people not really doing a whole lot. And then September rolls around and it's a reset. Kids are back in school. Things are back to normal. And they're like, oh, shoot, end of year is approaching. I need to get this stuff in order real quick.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's neat. I was just thinking one of the best ways to start your planning could be starting a year ahead and thinking, oh, what are the things I wish I was doing right now? So for example, if you're a fitness business and it's January and you're doing sort of no goals, no marketing to capture those people who are suddenly thinking about fitness again, maybe start by what do you wish you were doing this year and make sure you're ready for that next year. Because I find seasons will creep up on you. And if you don't have that plan and goals and you aren't prepared for it, you can't take advantage of it. Like fitness businesses should never, ever be surprised that in January, people suddenly want to get fit and have fitness goals. Like you should be ready to welcome everyone in and do what you can to help them through that period where people will start in a blaze and then completely abandon it by mid-January. So you want that plan to sort of make it stick and capture your customers in that period.
Yeah, honestly, I think the thing that probably scares people is that you're planning a year ahead. And you're going to get people that bring up all these excuses, but I think you don't like when people say we as a society, do you?
I don't know. I think it has its place sometimes, but yeah.
I think we as a society, currently at least, or maybe it's me or maybe it's business owners, we want things quickly. And I think the idea of planning a year for a goal of okay, this is what I want to do in a year, is sometimes taken with anger or they think it's nonsense. So I think maybe that can kind of irritate people.
Yeah, that's a really good tangent we're about to go on. that I think fits with this, because I was thinking today about, and I should have wrote down the phrase I had in my head, but like a lot of elements of building a good business are sometimes like realizing you have to do the things you need to do to build a business versus trying not to do those things. And I think long-term planning is one of them, where people try to kind of squirm out of having to do that long-term plan. But when you look at a successful business, so much is patient and intentional. You know, you and I talk a lot, and I follow Donald Miller and Story Branded Business Made Simple. And every time I see something new, I'm like, this is awesome. And then you realize they've been planning it for 3 years or something. It's like almost angering, because you realize like they're having amazing ideas today that might not get launched for years because they have an intentional plan of what they're growing, what they're launching, what they're, you know, researching and preparing to launch. And there's a patience there of gradually building the business versus trying to sprint and do it all at once. And I know for me personally, the older I get, the more realistically patient I can be. I used to get more frustrated, but, you know, I envision something in my head and you want it right now. You want to get all those goals right now. And I think now, if anything, I can be too patient, or I'm starting to see just the benefits of that, you know, looking that year ahead and planning backwards and, you know, doing some maybe small activities now that seem like they're not helping my goals. But then a year from now, you're like, oh man, I'm glad I started that, you know, 10 months ago. And, you know, it didn't feel like it was working, but now it's accumulating towards like those bigger goals that you have.
I wonder if sometimes we equate impatience with being inactive. And as business owners, we can't handle that.
Yeah.
Some business owners, I don't think I cannot handle that, because I think that's a problem with some businesses where, okay, we've got an idea, but we're never going to act on it. Right. So maybe that's why I get eager to do certain things, and sometimes planning a year, multiple years ahead can be a little bit daunting, because I think, why are we going to wait that long? It's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I do think, yeah, sometimes people launch too quickly and stuff, and I think that's maybe, you know, finding balance. I know we've talked about this before, and one of the reasons we work well together, you are the implementer. Let's sort of go start doing stuff. I'll maybe hold back and research some stuff a little bit, think about it sort of a little bit more. The real answer is in between.
Yeah.
A little bit. But even then, I think we're maybe both impatient, but in different ways. And it's why it's important to sit down and, you know, do these like year-long plans, and, you know, whether that's the plan for what the result looks like or what the activities need to be to get to that point. I think it's important to do it. And I think the more you do it, the more you understand the reality of plans. I think it's really easy to make it a plan that's way too aggressive and then not come close to meeting it, and then get sort of discouraged by that. And then not do planning again. Whereas the more you do it, the more I think realistic you can get, and then almost guarantee yourself of, you know, meeting some of those goals and that progress.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know what I just realized too while we're talking through all this is, I wonder how many people know how to plan, or know what planning is, how they should do it. Is it as simple as they write down a sentence and they come back to it? Or like, I truly wonder if it's almost an overwhelming thing to think about planning.
I think it is, because you don't necessarily have a plan. So that's why, you know, a coach can help, a some type of professional, even just someone else that can give you a plan of how to plan, be the guide with the plan for planning. And the hard part of that is you need to find something that is realistic and works. And I think my experience with most small businesses is almost none of them plan anything. There's like a giant myth rolling around that businesses do business plans before they like expand stuff. And I don't think that that's actually true. In all my years in banking, no one ever was like, hey, I'd like to borrow some money. Here's a business plan. That never happened to me, even though there's like, you know, marketing and communications that sort of make us think that that's what entrepreneurs do. And I think what happens is people get jaded by plans like that. You know, they'll be a small business owner. They'll go to like a business planning workshop and it's not useful to them. Mm-hmm. So they just don't do it. I think also you get people who are from the corporate world and they're jaded because they do all these like corporate business plans that are full of like garbage basically. And you're doing it for the sake of the plan, not for what you're actually trying to do. And no one wants to do that either. Like you'll hear of like big corporates going on, you know, 5-day business planning retreats and they just do business planning all day long. And then nothing ever happens from that, or they make ridiculous sort of plans, or they're full of details that don't really matter. And I don't think that's useful either. But then if you're a business, small business, you know, it's invaluable to take 2 days to like plan your business and actually write something down. What that is you're writing down could be very basic. Like I could do a business planning exercise with someone in an hour that could be better than anything they've ever done before. Or we could do 2 days and like rethink their whole business. It doesn't need to be 5 days, but it should be more than nothing.
Yeah. You know what came out of that response was, I think people are mostly jaded by the fact that we never do anything with the plans. So we've all been employees, or most people have been employees in most situations where they bring in some sort of coach or consultant or HR person or whatever, and they do these plans and goals, and it's like a big rah-rah day and all that kind of stuff. And then nothing ever happens from it. So it's like a fun thing and you're all charged up for maybe the rest of the day and yeah, there's no follow up on it. So like as you get older, you start to realize this is a waste of my time and you just don't ever start to think about these things in a proper way. I think the more you become a business owner, that sticks with you, but I think more so the business owner part then flips over to like we don't think we have time for this. Or we don't put an importance on it or emphasis on it.
Yeah, and I think, too, there's an element of fear as well. And it's like, well, what if I make a plan and it doesn't show that this works, right? Or what if I run into some harder problems that I'm not sure how to solve? And there might, or, you know, a good plan starts with facing reality sometimes, and they just aren't prepared for how to do that. There's also the opposite, which is like a fear of success, right? Like I heard recently, or a coach said, like the problem with goals is you're likely to meet them. Like if you're a goal-oriented person, you actually write them down, you could meet them, and then you're it's sort of scary. But like that's a good thing, and that's what we want to do.
How could reaching your goal be scary?
I have a little bit, you know, fear of success, right? Because then it's like, well, then what do I do, right? And I think that's, again, where you have to be careful with goals. And is it just a random number you're picking? What goes into it?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, there's a systemic part. You know, not everyone is motivated to meet goals. Some people are motivated to solve certain problems or move away from chaos. right? They're not maybe as concerned about meeting, say, a revenue number as they are maybe working less than 80 hours a week or something like that. So they can take different forms, but no matter what, it starts with some level of planning.
That's a good point, because I agree that some people's goals, I don't want to say that they're unreasonable, but I'm always critical of my goals and making sure that they're reasonable. Am I maybe too shy sometimes, or I'm like, I'm holding myself back because of my reasoning? Yeah, probably. But for instance, could I gross $10 million in a year as an agency? Sure. Let's say yes. Do I know what it would take to do that? Probably. And I know that I don't want to do that. I don't think people have that that reasoning, though. I think people are like, I don't know what industry you're in. Maybe they're like, I want to make $100 million. No, $200 million. And then they're like, that's scary, because I think probably most people know what's required to reach some of those really lofty goals, and that would be scary. And maybe that's my own fault, where I turn around and I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to do something that I'm not scared of, a goal that doesn't scare me.
Yeah, and I think that's where the goals have to be relevant to your own personal goals and what you want. And that's sometimes, again, hard, because I think, again, as a society, sometimes we're pushed into other people dictating what our goals should be. Or things like, oh, you know, your goal should just be revenue growth. Whereas maybe it's not revenue growth, it's profitability or lifestyle.
Sure.
Or your goal for this year could be, hey, I have to like turn the jets off on revenue growth because I haven't built a proper professional organization yet and it's not sustainable. So unless I take the time to build systems and processes, you know, leadership, you know, a way to recruit the right people, like I'm never going to hit that next level of my goals. So, you know, your plan isn't necessarily the sprint and like grow, grow, grow. It could be, okay, this is the year I'm actually going to take the time to, you know, get an HR plan in place and proper contracts for people or a proper training program so I stop complaining why everyone I hire sucks and no one knows how to do the job that I need them to do. You know, there's like all sorts of focuses that, you know, that plan could be, and you can't do all of them, but it starts with identifying them and then prioritizing them and picking your focuses. Like, there's so much that goes into that planning that's valuable.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. I think ultimately we probably need who's for this. Like you said, you need someone that can actually sit down and talk to you about what your goal is.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if your goal was, hey, I want to be a $100 million marketing firm, like your 2022 plan would look way different than it looks now, probably. And the priorities that you would need to do to get there would be a lot different than what they are now. So you can only find that stuff out through proper planning. And that takes some time, right? Like, I think there's lots of people who might want a plan and they'll like phone up a coach or someone and it's like, all right, give me my plan. I need it right away. But like, it takes, you know, someone's got to invest the time to really think about those things strategically and put together like a proper plan for it.
Yeah. To actually sit down, strategically figure out what you need / want.
Yeah. And that, you know, is going to bring us to a whole other episode, which I think is coming up on our calendar. So great segue, Matt. Any final thoughts on planning?
No, I'm just fascinated to see if you're ever going to bring up a reference other than Taylor Swift in this podcast.
I don't know. I've talked about some, I drop a lot of Trooper references.
No one knows what that is.
Except everybody knows. If you don't like what you got, why don't you change it? which is why you need to plan. We would love to help you plan. We are guides with those plans and the plan for how to plan. Feel free to check us out at kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. We can help you start, grow, or recharge your business. If you want to just email us directly, you can do that at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.